Good morning and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. Here's something we don't think about enough. Timing isn't just important. It's quietly becoming the thing that separates the people who move through the world smoothly from the people who get stuck. Today, three stories that prove it. A $45 lesson at the airport, a brain scan that could save your life if it doesn't sit in a queue first, and a free metabolic upgrade you can try tonight that has nothing to do with what you eat. Let's get into it. Quick question, when was the last time you actually looked at your driver's license? Not at the photo, at the top corner. Is there a little, as of 10 days ago, that star is the difference between walking through airport security the way you always have and paying $45 for the privilege of maybe being allowed to fly? On February 1st, TSA rolled out something called Confirm ID. Here's how it works. You show up to the checkpoint without a real ID, that's the star, or a passport, or a military ID. A TSA officer directs you to pay $45 through a government payment portal on your phone. If you haven't prepaid, you lose your place in line. Once you've paid, TSA attempts to verify your identity through a biometric screening process that can take up to 30 minutes. And here's the kicker. Paying does not guarantee you'll fly. If they can't confirm who you are, you're turned away. Fee gone. Flight gone. About 6% of travelers, roughly 1 in 17 people at every checkpoint in the country, still don't have a compliant ID. Before Confirm ID launched, TSA was logging over 5,000 identity-related denials every single week. Now, most coverage of this story stops there. New fee, go get your real ID, end of segment. But we think the more interesting story is what Confirm ID reveals about the system that already exists around you at the airport, one most people have never thought about as a system. Think about the tiers. At the very top, TSA PreCheck Touchless ID, which is expanding to 65 airports this spring. You walk up to a camera. It matches your face to your passport photo. You're through. No card, no wallet, no document. Your face is your boarding pass. That's included with PreCheck, which runs $85 or less for 5 years, about $17 a year. One tier down, Clear Plus, the private biometric service. Fingerprints, iris scans, dedicated lanes, and biometric e-gates at over 50 airports, $209 a year. Then there's the standard Real ID lane. You hand a physical card to a human officer. That's free, assuming you did the DMV paperwork. Below that, mobile driver's licenses through Apple Wallet, Google Wallet, or Samsung Wallet. TSA accepts those at over 250 airports now. And at the very bottom of this stack, Confirm ID. $45 per trip. 30 minutes. No guarantee. Here's what jumps out when we line these up. The airport checkpoint has quietly become a marketplace for identity trust. And the price you pay, in money, in time, in certainty, is inversely proportional to how much you've already told the system about yourself. Touchless ID is frictionless because you've given the most data up front. Fingerprints, background check, a passport-linked facial template. Confirm ID is painful because you've given the least. And this isn't just an airport phenomenon. Banks, hospitals, venues, the institutions we interact with are all converging on the same model. The more machine-readable your identity, the faster you move. The less readable, the more you pay in time, money, or both. So yes, go get your real ID this week. But the bigger takeaway is that your digital identity is becoming infrastructure. Not just a card in your wallet, but the thing that determines how much friction you experience every time you interact with a system that needs to know who you are. That idea that the gap between fast and slow can be the gap between fine and catastrophic, shows up in medicine in a way that should make all of us uncomfortable. Here's a scenario. You're in an emergency room with stroke symptoms. A doctor orders a brain MRI. The scan takes about 30 minutes, and then it goes into a queue. A radiologist will read it, but there are 12 scans ahead of yours. That radiologist might be world class, doesn't matter. Your scan is 13th in line. And for every minute a stroke goes undiagnosed, nearly 2 million neurons die. That's not a metaphor. That's the biology. The most dangerous part of your ER visit isn't the doctor's skill. It's the wait between when your scan finishes and when a human being looks at it. A study published yesterday in Nature Biomedical Engineering might be the most important thing to happen to that weight in decades. Researchers at the University of Michigan built a system called PRIMA. They trained it on over 200,000 MRI studies and 5.6 million imaging sequences. Essentially every brain scan their health system has ever digitized, plus patients' clinical histories and the reasons doctors ordered each scan. That last part matters because it's how actual radiologists think. They don't just look at an image in isolation, they look at it in context. PRIMA does the same thing, and across more than 50 neurological diagnoses, it outperformed every other leading AI model. But here's what makes it genuinely different from the hundreds of AI radiology tools that came before it. When PRIMA detects a stroke or a brain hemorrhage, it doesn't just flag it. It automatically routes an alert to the specific subspecialist who needs to see it, a stroke neurologist, a neurosurgeon, before any human has opened the file. Your scan goes from in the queue to on the right person's screen in seconds. The FDA has now cleared over 1,000 AI tools for radiology, more than 3/4 of all medical AI approvals. And the pattern they reveal is striking. AI isn't replacing doctors, it's replacing latency. The bottleneck in your ER visit was never the radiologist's ability to read your scan. It was the dead time between when your scan was ready and when someone got to it. And honestly, that's true of most bottlenecks in our lives. We're rarely waiting for a better expert. We're waiting for the expert to get to our file. The most consequential AI applications won't be the ones that outthink humans. They'll be the ones that kill the wait. And for the roughly 800,000 Americans who have a stroke each year, killing that wait isn't a convenience. It's the difference between walking out of the hospital and not. All right, we've been talking about the cost of bad timing all morning. An expensive lesson at the airport. A life-threatening delay in the ER. So let's end with a version of this you can actually control, starting tonight, for free. Here's something most people don't know. Your pancreas keeps a schedule. Insulin sensitivity, your body's ability to efficiently process the food you eat, peaks in the morning and drops off a cliff by evening. And we're not talking about a subtle shift. Researchers have documented that the exact same meal, same calories, same macronutrients, produces a meaningfully different metabolic response depending on what time you eat it. 400 calories at 8 a.m., your body handles it cleanly. That same 400 calories at 8 p.m., blood sugar spikes higher, stays elevated longer, and your pancreas has to work overtime to bring it back down. Same food, same person. Wildly different metabolic outcome. A systematic review and network meta-analysis published Saturday in BMJ Medicine, led by a team including Lingwei Chen, pulled together the clinical trials on time-restricted eating and asked a question most studies had glossed over. It's not just whether you restrict your eating window, but when that window falls and how long it lasts. The findings were clear. Early time-restricted eating, front-loading your calories into roughly the first 8 hours of the day, showed the strongest metabolic benefits, including meaningful reductions in fasting glucose and insulin resistance. In other words, your pancreas does its best work in the morning and essentially clocks out by evening. It doesn't stop entirely, but its efficiency drops enough that eating the same dinner 4 hours earlier produces a measurably better outcome for your body. And here's why we love this as a closer. This isn't a supplement. It's not a diet. It doesn't cost a dime. You don't change what you eat. You shift when you eat it. If dinner is usually at 8, try finishing by 6, even a few nights a week. Same plate, earlier clock. That's it. In a world where most health advice requires you to buy something, give something up, or white-knuckle through willpower, this is the rare finding that asks almost nothing of you. Your body already wants to process food earlier. You just have to let it. Three stories, one thread. A $45 fee that sorts you by how readable your identity is. An AI that sorts your brain scan by how many minutes you have left. And a pancreas that sorts your dinner by whether the sun is still up. We don't think about timing as a skill, but increasingly, it is one. Stay informed, stay curious, and maybe eat that pasta for lunch. Your pancreas has been trying to tell you something. We'll see you tomorrow.